You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Citi Field in Queens, the Marlins and the Mets wrapped up their season series with the last of what was a brief two-game set between these two ball clubs that went toe-to-toe for 19 games this season. Jesus Luzardo went opposite of Taijuan Walker. With the recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, as they have all season long, the Mets find a way to win a ball game tonight. They overcome a 4-0 deficit. It's their 30th come-from-behind win of the season. And the Mets in 10 innings outlast the Marlins tonight 5-4 to earn a split of this two-game series at Citi Field. Mets finish the season series by winning 13 out of 19 from the Marlins. Early on, things were looking really good for Miami tonight. The starter, Jesus Luzardo, was cruising along through six scoreless innings, and the Marlins did some damage early on against Taijuan Walker. In the fourth inning, a leadoff double by Charles LeBlanc. With two outs, he was still at second base for Brian De La Cruz. The 2-2. Ball well hit, right center field. Nimmo's racing back. He's onto the track, at the wall. Goodbye, Brian De La Cruz, as hot as they come. A two-run homer, and it's 2-0 Miami.
De La Cruz, quit it. I mean, what is up with you, dude? This guy is amazing right now.
De La Cruz tonight went 3-for-4, a single, a double, that two-run home run. He's hit safely in 9 straight, going 18 for his last 35. He's got 4 straight multi-hit games. He's hitting well over .400 now since coming back from AAA in 18 games here in September. So it was 2-0 Miami in the fourth. It was 2-0 all the way into inning number 6. Taijuan Walker started the 6th inning. He allowed a walk to leadoff man Nick Fortes when De La Cruz followed with a double, putting men at 2nd and 3rd with nobody out. Walker was done. Seth Lugo came on. First man he faced was J.J. Bleda. 2nd and 3rd, no outs. 0-2 pitch in the air, left field. Going to get the job done. Canna in pursuit toward the line. Makes the catch. Tagging Fortes. He's coming home. A sack fly for J.J. Bleda to make it 3-0 Marlins in the 6th. Lugo would get the next two outs to escape that inning without any further damage, leaving De La Cruz at second base. So it was 3-0 Miami after 5.5. And at that point, we could close the book on Taijuan Walker. The Mets starter went 5 innings plus tonight. He was hoping to go to 5-0 on the year against the Marlins. He comes up short, though, allowed 3 runs on 6 hits. Walked 2, struck out 8, allowed the De La Cruz homer. And Seth Lugo got through the 6th. And he went to the 7th with the Marlins still leading 3-0. After Lugo got the first two outs in the 7th inning, he walked Charles LeBlanc, end of a good plate appearance by Charles, and with the rookie second baseman at first base, up to the plate step, Brian Anderson. As Anderson crushes one out toward left center, going back on a canna, it's over his head and up against the wall. LeBlanc around third, he's headed home. The throw to the plate comes all the way through, not nearly in time, an RBI double for Brian Anderson, and the Marlins extend the lead to 4-0 in the 7th.
These Mets fans starting to get a little restless.
Now, that would be the last base runner to reach safely for the Marlins in this game, as it turned out. And back came the Mets in their half of this 7th. Jesus Luzardo, through 6 innings, was cruising along, had the 4-0 lead. He had allowed 2 hits, 2 walks. That was it. But he allowed a leadoff single to Jeff McNeil on the first pitch he threw in the 7th inning, and then went after the third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. And that leadoff hit by McNeil here in the 7th. But there's one crushed to left, way back, and we got a ball game. A two-run homer for Eduardo Escobar, and the Marlins' lead is cut to 4-2. That would be the final pitch Luzardo threw tonight. Done after 6 innings plus, 4 hits, 2 runs, walked 2, struck out 6, allowed the Escobar homer through 95 pitches, 57 strikes. Oscar Brazoban came on with the 2 runs in, nobody on, nobody out in the 7th inning, and he retired 3 in a row. Mark Vientos, Luis Guillorme, and Tomas Nito got us to the 8th inning, where Adam Ottavino set down the side 1-2-3 in the top, struck out a couple. In the bottom of the 8th, Tanner Scott came out of the pen from Miami in a 4-2 game. He walked Brandon Nimmo. He walked Pete Alonso. On the first pitch he saw, Francisco Lindor hit a fly ball to center for the first out, but Scott then walked Mark Canna. So with a 4-2 lead, Scott walked the bases loaded, one out. Richard Bleier came out of the bullpen in a big mess, but he got Jeff McNeil to pop to shortstop on the first pitch he threw. That was the second out, so Bleier had a way out of the inning with the tying and go-ahead men on, two outs in the eighth, but he'd have to get Eduardo Escobar. The 0-1, he comes set. Pitch to Escobar, ground ball, right side, going to get through. Nimmo scores. Here comes Alonzo home trying to tie it. Anderson throws up the line. It's a 4-4 game, and the go-ahead man, Canna, goes to third. Eduardo Escobar's knocked in all four Mets runs tonight. A two-run single with two outs in the eighth. Bleier then struck out Mark Vientos, the rookie out of American Heritage, to end the inning, but the damage was done, and we went to the ninth. The Marlins and the Mets deadlocked at four. Edwin Diaz, the Mets closer, came on to pitch inning number nine, and Diaz did what he's been doing all season long. He struck out the side, Groshans, Diaz, and Birdie, made it look really easy. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Andrew Nardi got the call for the Marlins at the outset in a 4-4 game. Mets had a chance to walk it off with a single run. He got the first out, Luis Guillorme, on a ground ball to first base, so that was a good start for him. But then Tomas Nito doubled. The speedster Terrence Gore pinch ran. Winning run at second base with one out in the ninth inning. Nardi then walked Brandon Nimmo on four pitches. He was pulled from the game. Jeff Brigham came on, winning man at second. Gore, great speed. Nimmo at first, one out, ninth inning. Brigham able to strike out Pete Alonso swinging, and he got Francisco Lindor to pop to second, so he got out of the ninth somehow. We went to the tenth inning tonight. The Marlins and the Mets were deadlocked at four. John Birdie, the Major League stolen base leader, was a place runner at second to begin the tenth against Drew Smith, but Smith made quick work of the Marlins. Charles LeBlanc struck out. Brian Anderson fouled out to first, and Nick Fortes struck out. So we went to the bottom of the 10th in a 4-4 tie. Right about that time, we learned that the Nationals had beaten the Braves in 10 innings, so if the Mets could walk this one off, they'd have their one-game lead back in the National League East. With Dylan Floro on to pitch the 10th, he had Lindor, the place runner, at second base. Mark Canna, a fly ball to right for the first out. Lindor had to stay at second, didn't want to challenge the armer Brian Anderson. Jeff McNeil then walked. So the Mets, in a 4-4 game, went out in the 10th inning, had runners at first and second for the man of the hour, the man of the evening, Eduardo Escobar. To Escobar, a little number left side, going to get through for a base hit. Charged by Blade. He'll fire toward the plate. Here comes Lindor. He is safe, and the Mets walk it off. They come all the way back from a 4-0 deficit to win it 5-4 tonight at Citi Field.
How about the at-bat by Escobar? The last time he drove in two runs by beating the shift the other way. They vacated the shortstop position, and he beat the shift again.
They will, in these parts, remember it for years as the Eduardo Escobar game. Escobar drives in all five Mets runs, and the Mets earn the split of the series. They'll go to Atlanta with a game lead over the Braves and six to go in the regular season. Escobar goes 3-for-5 tonight, drives in five runs, beginning with the Mets down 4-0. He lifts them to a 5-4 victory for Escobar. The 10th time in his career he's knocked in five or more runs in a game. He's done it twice this year. Actually had a 6 RBI game when he hit for the cycle in San Diego back on June 6th. He's got a couple of 7 RBI games, one in 2019, the other in 2021. Both of those were with Arizona. But tonight, 3-for-5, two singles, a homer, five runs batted in. Eduardo Escobar single-handedly beats the Marlins tonight, 5-4 at Citi Field. For the Mets, five runs, seven hits, no errors, eight left. For the Marlins, four runs, seven hits, no errors. They left seven. Miami 1-for-11 with men in scoring position. Drew Smith, the winning pitcher, 3-3. Dylan Floro, the loser, 1-3. Time of the ball game was 3 hours. 26 minutes. Mets pitching struck out 18 Marlins batters. Of the 30 outs recorded tonight, 18 of them came via the strikeout. As the Mets are in a split of this two-game series, they improved to 98-58 on the season with their ninth win in 12 games. They finish the year against the Marlins by going 13-6. They're 51-27 at home, and again, a game up on the Braves in the National League East with six remaining for those two clubs. As for the Marlins, well, they fall to 64-91, 32-45 on the road for Miami. Next stop, Milwaukee. A four-game series against the Brewers starts at 7:40 Miami time tomorrow night. While Mets pitchers struck out 18 tonight, Marlins pitchers fanned 8. The Marlins and Auto Nation working together again this year to strike out cancer in our communities. Every time Marlins pitcher records a strikeout in 2022, $25 is donated to Auto Nation's Drive Pink Initiative to support cancer research. 8Ks tonight, $200 for the season. 1,362 strikeouts by the Marlins staff, $34,050 to Auto Nation's Drive Pink Initiative. For the Marlins, it's a club record 38th one-run loss of the season. Miami now 22-38 in games decided by a single run. They've lost the last six straight one-run games they've played. They've lost 11 of 12. They've lost 17 of 20 decided by a single run going back to August 2nd. Since the Marlins came into the league in 1993, the only major league club with as many as 38 one-run losses in a season, the 2014 Cincinnati Reds. The 38 one-run loss is tied for the 12th most in modern Major League history. Marlins lose a heartbreaker, 5-4-10 to the Mets tonight. Mets now 10-2 in extra innings. Miami falls to 7-9.
I don't care what your record is. That's a crushing loss. That is not easy to get on the bus, to the plane, to keep on moving. That was a ball game the Marlins certainly could have won, and a very unfortunate ending. And that one will hurt. Again, it doesn't really matter what your record is. That one will certainly hurt. Let's hear what the skipper, Don Mattingly, had to say afterwards.
Donnie, I know a frustrating way to see that ball game end. Just in the end, what did you think was the biggest deciding factor in this game, especially maybe from that seventh, eighth inning on?
Yeah, obviously pretty much Zeus was in control all night. Mm-hmm. Thought the seventh, you know, obviously the homer, you know, gets them back in the game and get some kind of going. Braz did a nice job of coming in and getting us out of that inning and then getting us to the next inning, and obviously the eighth kind of unraveled.
With walking McNeil to get to Escobar, was that more about the better matchup? Was that more about, putting a force out at every base?
A little bit of the force, a little bit of the matchup. You know, you trust Flo, what he's going to do. And you know, they actually beat us a couple times tonight by putting the ball in play, beat the shift. You know, obviously Escobar early with the base hit to right, and then Escobar, pretty much Escobar all night, and then beats it to the other side, you know, left-handed.
Denny, you get the four runs, a couple of big hits, a couple of extra base hits, but then also 18 strikeouts overall tonight. Just how would you characterize, you know, what you did see overall offensively?
Well, I mean, we put four runs up, mm-hmm. and you think that's going to be enough to win. Not necessarily think it's going to be enough to win, but the way we were going early, you know, if we get a couple calls are going to go our way in the eighth, you know, we're probably in a better position.
What made Lozado so good the first six innings?
Got good stuff, you know. Got good stuff. This guy's got a good fastball. He's 97, 98. Got a good changeup, a good breaking ball. When he's throwing strikes, hitting a count, he's a lot to deal with.
Brigham, you know, comes into a tough situation, but those are some big boy pitches. Just what he was able to do to at least get you two extra innings.
No, Brigham's good. We've been able to use him a couple of times to come into an inning to get us out of a jam, and he's been good at it. So it was good to see that.
And then with Tanner, I'll say it, maybe some questionable pitches that
calls.
Were in some questionable. I will say it's some questionable calls that maybe dictated how that inning ended up playing out. I guess, is that the difficulty when a guy like Tanner, who already can struggle sometimes with being wild, sees that he's maybe not getting the calls that he needs to, which just kind of adds to the frustration of how that inning ends up playing
out?
Yeah,
definitely the eighth is frustrating. I think John misses a call back there to get him. Mm-hmm. He should have been 1-2 on Nemo and instead of a 2-1.
Yeah.
Basically strikes out Alonzo twice. We don't get either one of those, but you understand. You know, the umpires don't want to get booed. They're here in New York. It's loud. If they call a strike, you know, they're going to get booed. So you understand, you know, the human nature side of it. And you just hope that, you know, that they look at it and want to try to get better.
Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins 5-4 10-inning loss to the New York Mets in Queens last night. No rest for the weary. The Marlins are right back at it in Milwaukee tonight for a 7:40 first pitch Eastern time, 6:40 locally. Braxton Garrett will get the ball. He will take on the southpaw Eric Lauer. We'll hit the air at 7:10 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.